my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Thursday today. And this is going to be a great day. And I hope it, you know why? It's the 25th day of the month. And you know what that means? It's Christmas. April. So it's not Christmas, Brother Ethan. You are shaking your head yes with me. You are agreeing with me. The poor boy, he has lost his mind. I've had all these different workers work with me through the year, and Ethan's hung on the longest that not lose his mind. Most of them lose their mind. Brother Stephen Russ, he lost his mind after a few months. And, Brother Jake, he lost his mind after a few days. But you stayed with me for a few years. You see, are you saying those guys lost their minds? Do you know them? Absolutely. One lives in North Carolina. One lives in Indiana, and Eth is from Kansas. We won't go there. 25th day. Why do I do that? Why do I get off on subjects like this? Well, here's a great song. I love this song. Hallelujah. We shall rise in that resurrection morning. Let's play it for you right now.
In the resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. Then the saints will come rejoicing, and no tears will e'er be found.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise. Prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
In the
resurrection morning, blessed thought it is to me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. I shall see my blessed Savior who so freely died for me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise. Morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
In the resurrection morning, we shall meet him in the air.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. And be carried up to glory, to our home so bright and fair.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise. Morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that fella is up there. Rise! Here, Ethan, you sing it. Right. No. I really did really well in January and February and March, didn't I, really, Ethan? But you know what? I'm starting to get a little ticked off. I need to vent. You know, recently I was in Georgia and the Harris brothers were there. I like those old boys. They're a blessing. He's all I need. I guess, Brother Gravel, you know, one's your music director. I guess you know I offered him a job here. And, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to go behind a pastor's back and offer his staff. I'm sending a message right now here. And offer his staff, would you just pray? I know you're there with Brother Treiber and God's using you, but you know, you have a one bedroom apartment for $4,000 a month. We could get you a beautiful house with 2 acres for $1,000 a month. Just pray and see if maybe God would have you. Stop doing that to me! Oh, brother. And so Brother Harris, I offered him a job. Brother Gradley, I did. I said, look, we could get you a one bedroom, or we could get you a studio apartment for $4,000 a month. I'd let you eat the food in the dining hall free, and we'd pay you $2,000 a month. So I don't think he's going to come. The boys are singing, all three brothers, "He's All I Need." I love this song. I enjoy it. Go ahead, boys, and get the U-Haul truck all lined up and move out here.
He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. And all my needs, he will supply my thirsty soul. He'll satisfy.
I always try to find verses that they're easy to memorize. For example, I love Matthew 1, 2, 3, 4. Matthew 12, 34. That is such an incredible verse. So I memorize that by saying, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's sort of like my mother's funeral. My mother passed away, and I always forget the exact date. My dad and mom both passed away in March, 2 years apart. Well, I figured it out. My mother was the third month, the 14th day, and the 15th year. So it's 3, 4, 5. And now I remember it all the time. And it's just different things. For example, there's no 777 in the Bible, but there is a 666 in the Gospel of John. So that's kind of a great verse to memorize. This verse today, missionaries, this is our verse for you to us. We love missionaries. We love missionaries. And I thank God that you're representing us on fields around the globe. It's 25-25. Especially if you're a missionary and you're 25 years old, you'll remember this. 25-25. Or if you're 26 and your wife is your wife is 26 and you're 27. 25-25, 26, 27. It's easy. Let me read you 25-25. Missionaries, this is for you great people that we respect so very much. Ready? As cold waters to a thirsty soul. Here it is. so is good news from a far country. Missionaries, it's a little bit tough because your letters could sound discouraging. Why? You always give us prayer requests. And prayer requests are about difficult situations. We're run a little bit low in finances. We're needing land. We need property. We've had some people backslide. We've had some move-aways. We've had an outbreak of this. There's been some theological confusion in the church we had to deal with. My wife has some health issues. We're going to have to come home from the state. And I know that. But you know, I also know, and you need to share that with us. Thank you. But I also know that many of our missionaries, in addition to sharing the great prayer requests and the huge needs, and you need to, they all say, also do this, here's what God's doing. And they'll show this. I love it when I see pictures. You know, our missionaries, most of them now are now emailing us, and I think it's the best way for you to do it because it's cheaper for you. It gets here overnight. It's right here right away. But they run it off for me because I don't know how to do the internet, and I always get once or twice a week a stack of letters. And I must confess, I don't know if I can say I read every single word, but I read every missionary letter. And I like to follow. There's so many of our missionaries just have my heart, and I read there at just really detailed because I want to know. It's good news from a far country. And missionaries, today on this broadcast, I just want to try do my best to honor you and say thank you for being willing to go. I cannot go to Korea. I cannot go to Thailand. I cannot go to Singapore or Japan. I cannot go to the Philippines. I cannot go to Solomon Islands. I cannot go to all the Latin American countries. But I'm here in the States, but I need to be represented there. I need to have people in that country. And you give us the privilege. You give us the honor that you said, okay, I'll go for North Valley Baptist Church. And what do we have to do? Well, you say, if you would pray for us and if you would give to us. I like to put it in the opposite order. You know, God bless you missionaries. A lot of times you say, well, you may not be able to support us, but if you'll pray for us, where your treasure is, your heart will be. And if you are not getting missionary support, I doubt seriously, if you get a lot of prayers, there might be a widow woman here or widower, and they might be praying all these things. That's wonderful. But you're going to have to, churches, we deposit money into our missionary account for missionaries. And missionaries, we count it a privilege. Don't ever feel like you're begging for money. You are a blessing because we don't go, but you go for us. And you've answered that call. Here am I, Lord, send me. So 25, or your wife may be 24, and then 25, and you might be 97. That would be gross. 26. So whatever it is. Here it is, 25. Good news from a far country. Thank you, missionaries. Father, today, I'm just overwhelmed that we have so many wonderful people that are willing to give up America to go to Hong Kong and go to Spain and Portugal and France and go to the world, Netherlands and everywhere to preach the gospel. Bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.